Europe in My Backyard, radio reporting on the European Cohesion Policy.
Here's Donica McSorley, the Development Coordinator for Social Inclusion and Equality at Pobble.
And certainly within the SICAP programme, there's an allocation based on targets. So the Special EU Programmes Body would set targets each year, say for peace, for example, or the ESF Management Committee would set targets for the SICAP programme. And within them targets, then there'd be match funding available. So we draw down funding on the basis of achieving targets. So as part of that, the local development companies on the ground, it would be fairly seamless. They wouldn't know the difference between, I suppose, they know that there's EU funding involved, but it would be seamless from the point of view of drawing down funding from the government. That funding would come in just in one lot to themselves, and they would manage their own plans locally, which is, I suppose, one of the benefits as well, that through the local development companies, they can sort of meet the local needs fairly quickly and be flexible around what's needed for individuals or for local community groups.
That was Donica McSorley there from Pobble.
Europe in My Backyard is financed by the Department for Regional and Urban Policy through the European Commission.